SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we set up for the Queen Nanny documentary, and later, our Heritage Month Did You Know feature and a childcare tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. She was a queen, captured in her homeland. As a slave, she was forcefully transported across the Atlantic Ocean in the belly of a slave ship. In the New World, she would eventually rise to become the leader of a new nation. However, not many people outside of Jamaica know the legendary Nanny of the Maroons, one of the most celebrated but least recognized heroines in the resistance history of the New World. Action for Real Filmworks, in association with the Ministry of Youth and Culture and the University of the West Indies, will be hosting the Jamaica premiere of Queen Nanny, Legendary Maroon Chieftainess, a documentary which explores the role of Maroon women in Jamaican society and history. Publicist for the Jamaica screenings, Paul Williams, explains why director and producer Roy Anderson felt it was necessary to tell Nanny's story.
So the producer realizes that there are bits and pieces of information about Nanny. Some of them are quite mystical. So he wanted to place everything in perspective in one piece. And that one piece is a documentary, Queen Nanny, Legendary Maroon Chieftainess.
Shot in Jamaica, Ghana, the United Kingdom, the United States, and other countries over 2 years, the film features interviews with scholars and experts in Caribbean history and the study of slavery, resistance, and colonialism. The first screening will take place at the Sir Kenneth Standard Lecture Theatre, the University of the West Indies. Tickets are available, but you must call 535-5613 to make a reservation. That's 535-5613. And if you missed the UWE screening, there will be another one in Moortown, Portland on Saturday, October 24.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our second stop will be at the Manchester Parish Church, Mandeville, on October 30, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Manchester Parish Church, Mandeville, Friday, October 30, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
Under the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan framework, two indicators were reviewed: labor force quality and security status. Marginal improvements were seen in the labor force quality, where an average of 24.8% of the total labor force had vocational or professional certification, based on the Quarterly Labor Force Survey of April 2015. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Heritage Month Did You Know feature. The Blue and Jonkra Mountains were inscribed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site for both their natural and cultural heritage on July 3, 2015. Here now is a child care tip. Learn new ways to discipline your children without hitting them or hurting their feelings. Think about how you wanted your parents to relate to you. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Lauriston and Thompsonpen Community 4-H Clubs, in association with the Social Development Commission and the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, will host its annual Stew Festival on Saturday, November 7, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Brooklyn Park on Thompsonpen Road. And entries for the GIS Heritage Essay Competition are still open until October 31. The essay must be between 400 and 500 words, written in standard English by a student between ages 9 and 12. And that's where we end today's program. Thank you for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout to JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Pamo, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.